what I want you to see. And when you have unwavering faith, I don't care who it is. I don't care how much they seem to have. I don't care how much authority they seem to operate in. When you know your God. And at Rhema, they sung this song, Keith Moe led it. There is no God as big as mine. Too big a problem, you just can't find. And when you know, and this is why you want to get the word in you and get full of the word. Because when you face a situation like this, look at this. He not only said, I'm going to throw you in the fire. I'm going to heat it 7 times more than it's normally heated. He made sure he was going to burn those boys. But God said, no, you won't. Today you're going to find out there is a God. And I want to tell y'all, in the day and hour we're living right now, all the junk and all the stuff, all the things, like you hear all the stuff, storm, tornado, roaming the land, terrorist attack, all kind of stuff going on. I want you to know there is a God. There is a God. And he lives in me.
Yes, God.
And he lives in you. Hallelujah. And Satan is saying he going to take the church out. I don't think so. I want to change that. I know he's not. We shall rise, and I want you to get vicious, violent in your faith and in your stand on the word of God. Stop fooling around, like James said, back and forth, back and forth. You get in your place and take your stand. And you tell the devil and everything that's come up against you, this is how it's going to be. This is how it is. What God said, that's what it's going to be. Didn't old boy say that? King, whether he does or not, the bottom line, we're not going to bow to you. Satan put pressure on you. But you put pressure back on him. Telling you what you're not going to do, what you're not going to have, and what you can't get done, and you're going to fold up, you better get in that word.
Amen.
That's why I said in the beginning, everything that God has said, it can't be changed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. So when pressure's on, don't start crying. Why are you doing this to me? No, you rise up and say, no. In the midst of it, I'm going to get me a praise on.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to laugh. That's when you've done what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. See, those guys, they served faithfully. And so when the pressure showed up, they didn't try to pray up. They was already up.
Okay.
Most people wait until they're looking the devil in the face. As years ago, I think it was Kenneth Copeland said, when you're looking down the barrel of 2 6-shooters and you're going to start confessing God's word, you're too late. You should have been doing that way back there. Hallelujah. Unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. God said it, that settled it, and this is what I'm doing. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you've been, see what happened to most people. I don't care if you've been addicted to drugs and strung out from this place to that place. And what some people do, they'll go and they kind of put pressure and make you go down and dry you out. And you come back, And you go right back to the same dumb lifestyle and ways of action you did before you got dry. You had all you do is say, "Here I am, devil." And you go, next time you're worse off again. You need to make a decision. You need to make a decision that's going to cost you something. See, most people make a decision when it's easy. Are y'all hearing me? When it's easy. And soon as a little pressure show up, you're going to crumble like a snowball in the hot sun. But if you make that rock solid decision, this is it. I don't care who, I don't care what, I don't care how. This is it. This is what I'm going to do. And see, when the pain come, anybody ever had a hunger pain? If you don't make a decision when the hunger pain come and you give them to overeating, eating, when the pain come, what happened? You're going to add to it. Add to what? Add to the overeating. That means you're going to eat some more. But if you make a decision, this is the way I'm going to eat now. Same way with a marital relationship. This way I'm going to treat my wife. Because I found it in the Word. This way I'm going to treat her. You can't get that man to do that woman wrong. But if you hadn't made a decision, you're going to let everything, every time a little pressure situation come up, you're going to be blown about like the waves of the sea. You're going to be fussing. You're going to have strife. You are not going to have a life of peace. You are going to be all upset. Same way with the wife. If you don't make that decision. And see, once you make a decision, you got to back it up and fix yourself in your position with the Word of God. This is what I'm going to do. I didn't ask my flesh. I didn't ask pressure. I'm not going to allow that to do it and that. And if you find yourself slipping, you just get right back over here and tighten down and do it. You may feel like a fool. You may feel like this and that. You just shut yourself up, flesh, because this is what we're going to do.